Once a week, we check in with one of the four public school districts in the York County. Today, we're checking in with the Clover School District. Stephanie Knott is the public information officer. And good morning to you, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Stephanie, is everyone just hanging on by a thread with the last couple of days of school?
It's six, but we're not counting.
Stephanie, at this point in the school year, everyone's just trying to get through to lunch. And if they can get to lunch, they can get to the end of the school bell. And that's a victory.
Indeed.
Listen, the last few days of school is not for the faint of heart. It really is not. So kudos to those, especially teachers to the younger kids. You're doing it. You're doing it. Thank you so much, because those kids are ready to go for sure. The older kids, by the time you get to high school, you know, they've still got a couple things to kind of have to wrap up, especially those seniors. But those little kids, man, they are doing it. Okay, so beyond the last couple of days of school, as we get closer to graduation, Stephanie, I guess maybe you want to pick it up from there and kind of let us know what the plan is to graduate the newest class from Clover High School.
Absolutely. We anticipate celebrating 549 seniors in Winthrop Coliseum next Thursday night at 7 o'clock. It is a ticketed ceremony, we will remind everyone that we will have one more big graduation after this one. That 549 is the largest graduation that Winthrop will host this year. A lot of people don't expect that from Clover, but we are have the largest graduating classes because, again, we have nearly 3,000 students at Clover High School. Because our seniors have been grandfathered as we open Lake Wylie High School, there will be one more large graduation before we begin having two. So you were absolutely right that the senior traditions are underway. One of my favorite would be the Eagle Walks. Those are on Wednesday morning after graduation rehearsals. Our seniors return to their elementary schools.
They walk the halls.
Yes.
And sometimes they wear their cap and gown. Sometimes they just wear their regular clothes. But the best part is when they high five all those kids, right?
Absolutely.
Oh,
it's,
man.
It's a touching moment for everybody.
Oh, man, for sure. Okay, so beyond that, so congratulations to the class of 2026 from Clover High School. You Blue Eagles, you're going to fly the nest and make us very proud for sure. But after that, what else is to be completed to finish out this school year in the Clover School District?
Well, we have some amazing plans in place to, first off, welcome families to their new schools. We have Meet Your New School Nights both tonight and Thursday of this week, and some more on Tuesday as we come back from the Memorial Day holiday. So that's a transition activity. But in terms of actual preparation, those teachers who are going to be relocating have some crates, and they are packing their things in anticipation of their move over the summer. So those kinds of things are going on at the construction sites. You see landscaping going on, punch lists, floorings down, some last-minute paving. The stoplight is up at 274.
A victory!
Cannonball Run. So all the traffic at the end of the day is diverted to the left out to 274 as the school opens. So that was a really important part of the traffic impact analysis.
Let me tell you, getting a stoplight is normally a pretty lengthy process. Getting this stoplight I remember having multiple discussions was literally an act of Congress. So while some folks might just say, oh, great, it's a stoplight, it means more than just a stoplight to let cars go and stop for sure. It really has been a labor of love. And as a reminder, after they get through with this school year, next school year, in a couple of weeks from now, truly, the Clover School District is going to open three new schools, an elementary school, a middle school, and a high school, all at the same time. The elementary and high school are brand new schools from the ground up. The new third middle school for the Clover School District, it's been a refurbished, rebooted, right? It's been upgraded.
Correct. And then in addition, as if that weren't enough change, we have also had a reassignment of 8 administrators for next year. So you will find 3 principals in new locations and 5 assistant principals in new locations. So those include Donna Kelly, who is going to Griggs Road, Stephanie House to Kynard, George Smith to Crowder's Creek, Matthew Palmer to Bethel, Crystal Stefanov to Griggs, Kelly Watson to Bethany, and Nikita McCain to Kynard. Mm. So some new faces in new places, as we like to say. But again, we're excited to have those folks in new roles for the year ahead.
It's always fun to shuffle the deck a little bit, right? You don't want to get too complacent, but it's great if you can share. And the best part is that they're staying in the district. We like that. We don't like when they leave the district. So they're staying in the district. They're just moving around. Maybe some great opportunities for these educators and leaders and the students as well.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Big chance for growth.
So while a lot of folks cannot wait to be done with this school year, we've got two students that are still somewhat in the classroom because they're in Washington, D.C. as we speak. Is this right, Stephanie?
They leave next week Memorial Day on the 26th. They'll be up there the 26th through the 28th. But we have 7th graders Manha Sheikh and Saloni Birabar from Oak Ridge Middle School, who, as you will recall, were the first and second place finishers in the South Carolina Regional Spelling Bee held at Bank of America Stadium back in the spring. So we are very excited to cheer them on at the National Bee. First time we've sent two.
Oh, this is going to be great. So this is the National Spelling Bee where the kids sit up on the chairs and they've got their lanyard around their neck. And they will have to get up and spell a word. And if they get it right, they sit down. If they get it wrong, exit stage left, right?
Correct.
This is fantastic, Stephanie. Cannot wait. How can we follow along and support these two students?
One of the fun things about the National Bee is it's televised. And you can visit the National Spelling Bee website to get the times and the networks that they will be on. It changes some for a while. ESPN was actually carrying them, you may remember. But I think there's been a shift over the years and some other networks have picked up.
Fantastic. We're speaking with Stephanie Knott. She's a public information officer for the Clover School District as we're wrapping up the 2025-2026 school year. Any other reminders or last-minute headlines to pass along to families?
It's still budget season. We're getting closer to finalizing that. We had a public hearing on that budget last night and continue to look for tweaks. I know the other school districts have talked about the teacher pay raise being a key driver for their budget requests as well, because the state legislature only funded a percentage of it, not 100%. So that, and of course, the fact that we're opening three new schools and have some expenses associated with that are the drivers for our operating budget.
But moving forward, that budget should probably go down a little bit, I would suggest, in addition, because this year opening three new schools, you might not have all these same needs in future budgets, I guess. If folks see a sticker shock a little bit with the price of the size of the budget, just remember they're opening three schools and that requires a lot. So.
Right. And we've been strategic. We've been adding positions over the last 3 years so that it wouldn't be as much as it potentially could be. So,
very smart. Okay. Yeah. Well, Stephanie, here's to a fantastic graduation season. Congratulations again to the Clover High School class of 2026. I know you're going to make us very proud. And then, of course, we'll catch up with you maybe in June. If not, we'll see you as you get ready to open those three new schools in a couple of weeks from now, Stephanie. And then I joke that Stephanie should take a year sabbatical for sure. But congratulations on a job well done for sure.